This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
We had a plan that anticipated, I think, that we could proceed with an occupation regime for much longer than it turned out the Iraqis would have patience for. We had a plan that assumed we'd have basically more stable security conditions than we've encountered.
Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz testifying before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on Tuesday about preparations for the transfer of sovereignty in Iraq on June 30th. NPR senior news analyst Dan Shore joins us. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Scott.
And Dan, let me begin to toll some of the events of this past week, which would not have seemed to promote the goal of stabilizing Iraq. Izzeddin Salim, the head of the Iraqi Governing Council, was assassinated.
Right.
There have been story breaking this morning. The deputy interior minister of the Governing Council was the object of apparently some kind of attack, but failed. He is injured. There was the bombing of what many Iraqis believe is a wedding party that the U.S. Armed Forces say was, in fact, maybe a celebration, but it was along a smuggler's route.
Wedding celebration.
And then Ahmed Chalabi, a former close friend of the administration, is clearly no longer on best pal terms.
Former is right.
And June 30th is about 5 weeks away. How do you assess the prospects for a transition?
Well, it seems to me that all the things you've listed are indications that things are not going very well in the lead up to the so-called transfer of sovereignty. I mean, if you have it may well be that, as the army says, that they were attacking some smuggler's route up there in the north near Syria. The people who were there say it was a wedding party. Now, the army may be right, but the Iraqis will not believe that. And it's a question of how these things are being perceived that becomes important. The Chalabi is a whole long and rather twisted story by itself whenever you want to get to that.
Well, let's ask this question first that's prompted by the killing of Izzeddin Salim. Does his murder make it more difficult for Iraqis of quality who desperately want something good to happen to their country to step forward and be part of a new Iraq?
Well, we've now had the acting head of the Governing Council assassinated. We now had another member of the Governing Council assassinated, and now an attempt on a third one. I mean, if I were an Iraqi being told that we're starting a government and we have a job for you there, I would look very, very carefully at what's happened. People that clearly there'll be a certain amount of intimidation. Clearly, if they can get away with doing that, that's not going to help in the lead up to the transfer.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about Deputy Defense Secretary Wolfowitz's testimony this week. He said that some miscalculations were made in the planning for the invasion and occupation of Iraq, principally that about the strength of the insurgency in the aftermath of the invasion was underestimated. How do you assess his assessment?
Well, Paul Wolfowitz is the godfather of the invasion. Paul Wolfowitz is very difficult to get him to say anything is going wrong with this letter-perfect invasion and occupation. When he has now reached the point of having to say, gee whiz, security conditions there aren't really what we hoped, this is the understatement of the week.
Let's ask about another event this week we don't want to slip past our notice. Army Specialist Jeremy Sivits was court-martialed in Baghdad for his conduct at the Abu Ghraib prison. More photos of prisoner abuse were published this week and are running various news organizations. If I might put it colloquially, how many shoes are dropping in this investigation?
Well, first of all, it's again another one of the issues that is engaging the attention. Remember that Iraqis are watching this. Iraqis are watching other Iraqis being tortured on television, and that is another thing which is not one of the happy events leading up to the transfer of sovereignty. You say, how many shoes have to drop? It's not so much a question anymore. There'll be 10, 12, 13, 14 people subject to courts martial. It's not how many, but how high does it go that really is going to count. We have Secretary of Defense, everybody up there in civilian clothes saying, gee whiz, terrible. We didn't know. Then there were indications that maybe there were some orders issued to get very tough on interrogation and so on. It begins to question the authority and the integrity of the whole military structure if young Americans can do things like that.
Let me ask you about Ahmed Chalabi. As we notice, Iraqi police, assisted by U.S. forces, raided his compound in Baghdad. Now, Mr. Chalabi had been supported with tens of millions of tax dollars under several administrations, but it notably picked up after the passage of the Iraqi Liberation Act in 1998, and he certainly had been favored by this administration. Most notably, sat behind Laura Bush during the State of the Union address.
That's right.
Where did this relationship go bad, Dan?
This relationship went bad. He really was a favorite son, and was responsible for a lot of the intelligence about weapons of mass destruction, which turned out to be not entirely reliable. Things began.
Let me just intervene, because we interviewed Mr. Chalabi today, and he said, no, I provided, I believe he said, three defectors. He said how they were interrogated, the information they gave, that was the province of U.S. officials, not me.
Well, there are some indications that he was responsible for some of the information from the defectors that gave the impression that there were weapons of mass destruction that have not yet been found. Where things began to go sour as regards him is that he didn't like the process that was being followed of having Brahimi for the United Nations choose who would be the next government. Mm-hmm. And he attacked that idea, and for a guy who's been on their payroll, they didn't like being attacked by him. There's also a story, and I don't know how to judge it, mm-hmm. that he acted as a sort of a double agent, taking important American security information and turning it over to Iran.
Yeah.
Now, apparently that is what really upset the military.
And we'll note again, Dr. Chalabi denied that charge on our air this morning. Certainly want to turn to events in the Middle East, because the administration abstained from voting on a UN Security Council resolution that condemned Israel for Operation Rainbow. That's the military
yes.
operation that continued this week in the Rafah refugee camp, which involved firing on demonstrators, and I think an unestablished number of Palestinian demonstrators were killed. What significance do you put? What signal does this abstention by the United States?
Well, this was a tough one for the United States. Customarily, the Bush administration will veto any UN resolution directed only against Israel without balancing that by talking about Palestinian terrorism as well. So here was a case, but if they didn't do it here, the Arab countries' foreign ministers were meeting in Tunis, and if the United States wanted to get any say in what happens next on this, they had to let this resolution go through. They're now taking some chances with the pro-Israel groups like the evangelicals, but they were caught in a situation where whichever way they did it, they were going to have trouble. And so they decided to do it this way and see if they could win their way back into the graces of the Arab countries.
Let me ask you about Senator Kerry, or at least the plan that has been being bruited about, that he may not accept the nomination for president at the Democratic convention, but wait a few weeks, because once he gets that nomination in his hands, he's limited to the $75 million that he can spend, and the president can also spend on his campaign under federal election laws.
Well, he's clearly running this up the flagpole to see who salutes. I think he may want to do it, but he wants to see what the impression is first. And if he can get away with it, it certainly would help him to have the use of that money for a longer period than he otherwise would have.
Okay. Thanks very much, Dan Shore.
Sure.